All right, good evening, everyone. I trust everyone is well, and if I sound a bit snivelly and whatever, I have got a cold or the flu. And so be kind to me if I lose my way a little bit tonight. My head's a bit fuzzy. Okay. So the meeting opened at 6:01. I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today and pay our respects to elders past, present and future. Announcement of visitors to the meeting. We've got Dr. Jude Baum, Managing Director of Infinity Training, and when we go to move behind closed doors, we'll suspend standing orders and then allow for questions should there be any of those. And we'll also have any questions that may be applicable to Angela Gering as well, if that's applicable. So attendance and apologies. I think everyone is here. Chair, yeah?
Yes.
We do have an old councillor. I didn't say old councillor. We have an ex-councillor behind me. Elizabeth, hello, good evening. And you've lost your voice. Is that correct? Okay. Councillor Johnson has just turned up, and also we've got Councillor Henderson is also here as deputy. All right.
Excuse me, sorry, Mr. Chair. Just on item two, attendance apologies and leave of absence previously approved.
Oh, I'm a bit fuzzy. Thank you very much indeed. So, leave of absence from anyone?
This one, just if I can on this, I'm at the last council meeting, applied for two dates for leave of absence, and I note they're not in the agenda here. That doesn't happen?
No, it isn't. Sorry, through the chair. It only happens if you are actually not present at that meeting itself, but we have noted it for, and there was no conflict in terms of any meetings held during that time. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, disclosure of interest, I'll move on to there. So we have a disclosure of interest from Marcus Geisler. Marcus is currently in Melbourne. I'm just attending a conference over there. And 3.2 is Angela Gering, Manager for Human Resources. Has got an affecting impartiality as well. And as I said, that'll come up under the confidential part. Announces by the chairman or the presiding member. So just if I can please ask everyone in the room, if you have not submitted your related party transaction and disclosure forms, can you please do so? Because it's important we have those in by no later than Thursday, the 13th of July. Please, so if you haven't done it, that would be great. And also 4.2, the annual returns, that also needs to be done as well. Responses from previous public questions taken on notice, there are none. Public question time, no public in the gallery. Leave of absence, councillors wishing to apply for leave. Are there any councillors wishing to apply for leave? There is myself from the 23rd of July to the 28th of July. So I need someone to approve.
I'd like to apply 25th of June to the 8th of July.
25th of June to the 8th of July. Dates? Yep. 25th of June to the 8th of July, and mine was the 23rd to the 28th of July. So, anyone else?
So, just to confirm, I don't need to reconfirm those.
It was already in the system.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? No? All right, mover and seconder, please. Move Councillor Wolfe, seconded Councillor Zanino. Anyone opposed? You are opposed? No? Okay, declare that carried. Thank you. Excuse me. Petitions, deputations and presentations, there are nil. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting, 9.1. Minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 25th of May 2003. I need a mover and a seconder for those. Councillor Zanino moves, seconded by Councillor McWilliam. Anyone against? Carried. Glasses are starting to fog up. Not a good thing. Item 10, questions by members of which due notice has been given. I've been advised there are no questions? Neil? Questions by members without notice. Council, is there any questions that are not specific to the reports of the employees? No. Okay. Announcement of confidential matters. In the folder, you've got the Chief Executive Officer, 19.1, 19.2. There is 19.3 and 19.4. As I said, I will bring those forward any moment to be dealt with those. Those who are attending in the gallery, they might be able to go home and be nice and warm because it's freezing in here. Are you cold?
Yes.
It's freezing in here. All right. Business not dealt with from the previous meeting is nil. I'd now like to move behind closed doors. I need a mover. Thank you. Councillor Thomas has moved. Seconded. Councillor Zanino seconded. Is anyone opposed? Noted, Councillor Ostaszewski. Thank you. All right, we're going behind closed doors. So, is there anyone opposed? No, then we're back from behind closed doors. We resume where we are in the report. Item 14, reports of employees. So we've got 14.1, 14.2, 14.3, 14.4, 14.5, 14.6, and 14.7. I want to move them in bulk. Is there any questions on those items? Someone to move them on bulk? Councillor Thomas, yes?
Just on 14.6.
Yep.
It's just a typo. Oh. Page 74.
Yep.
it's about halfway where it says 13.16. June 2023,
and this is, it says they're
no longer happening.
It's
just a typo.
Yep. Thank you. So that would be corrected. Thank you very much indeed. Seconded by. Thank you, Councillor Dorr. Councillor Nina moved. Councillor Dorr seconded. Anyone opposed to adopting all those items? No. Okay, they're all carried now. Thank you. All right, 15.1, Audit Committee. Audit Committee meeting held on the 1st of June 2003. I need a mover and a seconder, thanks. Mover, Councillor Thomas, seconded by Councillor McWilliam. Anyone against? I'll declare it carried. Thank you very much indeed. Reports of delegates 16.1, Municipal Waste Advisory Council minutes held on the 19th. Is there anyone in the room would like to ask Councillor Johnson anything in relation to this meeting? No? So like you're off the hook, Councillor. Notice a motion from Councillor Ostaszewski. Have you got that notice of motion? Yeah, thank you. Can't find it in here. So there's a notice of motion from Councillor Ostaszewski, which relates to the Chief Executive Officer to undertake a review. Could you please open up the discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, everyone, for taking time to read the notice of motion. This notice of motion is about the secondary waste reserve and the secondary waste levy more so. And the reason I've brought this notice of motion forward is because...
You could just read the,
read
the item.
Okay, sure.
Then you can...
So you'd just like me to read the motion, is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Council instructs the Chief Executive Officer to undertake a review of the secondary waste charge, having regard to the future use of the secondary waste reserve to fund alternate waste treatment projects and the level of charge appropriate to achieve the strategic objectives of the EMRC 10-year strategic plan. And the outcome of this review is to be tabled at a future meeting of council prior to the adoption of the 24-25 annual budget.
Okay, I second it. Councillor Sutherland seconded. Is there anyone opposed? No one opposed. I declare that carried, Councillor.
Well, that was easy. Thank you.
It was a good motion. It was a good motion. All right. I think we're up to item 20. How are we, Joe? Hit me on track. 18.
Let's get to 18.
New business. Thank you, Pat. New business of urgent nature approved by the chair or presiding member of a decision of meeting to be confirmed as nil. And I think then we go to 20. Thank you. And 20 is future meetings of council, and they are listed down through the agenda here. Just make note that they, if required. And
sorry, Mr. Chair, on that, on there, the 27th of July meeting, it says if required. I don't know why I'm recalling this, but are we actually having that meeting in July? I'm of the understanding that there will be no meeting.
The CEO has advised me that there is a strong possibility that the meeting will not be required unless something crops up that is, requires us to have it. So that's why they're all bracketed if required. So at this stage, I don't think the meeting will go ahead unless something happens over the next couple of weeks. So, and before I get to the declaration of the close of the meeting, as you know, it's the last meeting of Kalamunda, and Councillor Thomas and Councillor Connor, I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, thank you very much indeed for your contribution that you've given to the organisation over the last few years and beyond that for some others too. I think you've made a huge difference to the organisation, as all of our councillors in this room do. So from myself and the organisation, I'd like to thank you very much indeed for your contribution, and I wish you well in your further endeavours up at Kalamunda. And I'm hoping that before we get to the end of October, I'm hoping to host a small morning coffee section for those councillors that have left us and for over the journey and yourselves, so we can all get together and have a nice cup of tea and Teresa's cake.
Yeah.
You're here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and from Councillor Thomas and myself, appreciate the farewell, and it's been an incredible journey over the last 10 years, and we've achieved some really good things, and I think the good things are ahead of the MRC, and we are most likely going to be working with each other through other arrangements. But yeah, thank you very much, everyone.
That's terrific. Can we get Marcus online, please? Is that possible, or we just get him on the telephone?
I'll call him, Jim.
Okay. You want to
use? I think Marcus would like to say goodbye as well.
Tell him I'll be at Bloom on Sunday.
Where are you going to be on Sunday? Let's hope it's not too wet. Oh, you'll need more than the plume.
Did you want to close the meeting or did you want
to? I wanted to just minute it. Thank you. You're going to put him on the Zoom, Teresa? Yes. He's there. He's coming on now. Good. Good evening, Mr. CEO. Are you okay? It's a bit late over there, isn't it? It's
microphone.
8:38. Okay, so just some news, your contract has been approved. I don't know that we want to say any word. Want to say any words to your councillors in the room?
Oh, thank you very much for putting trust in me, and I'll do my utmost best to deliver value to the EMRC and finish this project.
Terrific. Thank you, Marcus. And also of note that Callum Munda's last meeting with us tonight, and we've gone through the thank yous. If you'd like to say a few words for our two departing councillors.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor. I can't see you. We just have a bridge, but I assume Councillor Thomas and Mayor Thomas and Councillor O'Connor's there. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Well, thank you very much for your support. And over the years, you've been a beacon in my life. And thanks for representing Kalamata, and obviously I've got a vested interest that I'm a resident of Kalamata. And wish you all the best, and hopefully you will stay in touch. And hopefully we'll do business in the future.
Thank you, Marcus. Safe journeys home, Marcus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. All right, so on that note, I'll declare the meeting closed at 6:40. Thank you, everyone, and thanks for putting up with my little sniffles and stuff. So thank you.